And currently we have 33 degrees in Lynchburg. We have 36 degrees in Danville, 32 in Bedford, 34 in Roanoke and Salem.
All right.
So we were talking off the air about Christmas music. There's a lot of Christmas music out there. And we were talking about, you know, why are there more Thanksgiving songs?
Yeah. Ben Rector was on our Thanksgiving special that we actually ran on Friday. Wrote a song about Thanksgiving, and that was his argument. Why don't we have more songs about Thanksgiving? We have a whole genre of Christmas, which he loves. He did a Christmas album, but he put his song called The Thanksgiving Song. That's really, really good. And, you know, because I do weddings, I get a lot of people that request Ben Rector songs for their first dance or whatever. He's kind of his own thing and does a lot of great music. Probably not a big radio hit kind of guy, but he's making a big impression on people with his music. And it's called The Thanksgiving Song.
Well, did you know that one of our classic Christmas carols actually was a Thanksgiving carol?
I did not.
Jingle Bells.
Okay.
All Jingle right. Bells was a Thanksgiving song.
How about that?
Not a Christmas song.
Huh.
So, there you go.
Yeah. I'm going to play just a little snippet of this Ben Rector song. I'm just going to go random about 30 seconds in.
So fill your plate and fill your drink and fill this house with family. The kind of love that all these years can't wash away. Because the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
His video, maybe nice. I'll give you that link. His video has all the lyrics, but they appear on all the things that we sort of tie Thanksgiving in. Like, instead of a butterball, the net's still on the turkey and the plastic over
right.
it. But it appears that part of the lyric appears when that picture appears.
Yeah.
And then he's got wine glasses all lined up with the next three lines of the lyric. And they're all things that we would think of for Thanksgiving. It's a really creative video. And a great song.
But I agree that, you know, Thanksgiving, I love Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It is, it's definitely, it's all the joy of Christmas without the stress, I think.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes, especially as your family grows and you get more and more people.
Right.
I'm always afraid I'm going to forget somebody or I'm going to, like, I spent a great deal of time yesterday sorting out everything. I had it all. Looked like Santa threw up in my living room. But I had even stockings, because stockings are a big deal in our house. I want to make sure that I don't have too much for one and not enough for the other. I'm that mom. I can't help it.
Okay.
It's just the way I am.
Yeah.
So speaking of moms, we have a lot of young families that have been struggling in the past year and a half.
We do.
COVID pandemic has impacted a lot of businesses. There are a lot of young families who are just struggling.
Sure.
And this is the time of year that many people will seek to help out, you know, food banks and shelters and that type of thing. Wintertime is coming. I was today years old when I realized that people who are getting assistance do not get help with diapers. Like, you can't use any government funds for diapers for
even
your baby.
Even like an EBT card or WIC or anything?
No.
Wow.
No.
Holy cow.
You cannot.
That's an oversight.
I mean, did you know?
I did not know that.
I didn't realize. I will be going and buying diapers today.
Wow.
And dropping them off.
Okay.
There are some places around the country where they literally have started diaper banks because of where they just store up a variety of sizes of diapers. Apparently, it is a real challenge, especially in parts of the country that are pro-life.
Okay.
Because, you know, one woman in the article I was reading this morning said, you know, we're very pro-life in this area. You know, I could get an abortion for free, but I can't get help to get diapers for my baby. That seems kind of messed up to me.
That is messed up. I mean, that is a daily, sometimes an hourly need, depending on the child,
depending on how
and where they're at.
Are.
Yeah, where they're at
that's
in their
right.
development.
one lady that that does run one of the diaper banks, she will go to the food banks and give out diapers at the same time that they're doing food. If she sees someone with small children, she wears a shirt that says, "This shirt doubles as a cloth diaper." but the things that they do, that they have to do to try to take care of their kids, is pretty incredible. Okay. One family that they highlighted in this article said that the dad lost his job as a truck driver, and then they ended up getting evicted and became homeless. And she said all of her children were just babies then. They could get food and clothes at a pantry or with food stamps, but diapers were a different story. They weren't able to get there.
Okay.
Get that. So I just encourage you to, you know, she talked about gathering up all of her silver jewelry and any gifts that she had received from family and pawned them so she could buy diapers.
Wow.
And she said another time she found a pack of diapers for $8 at a thrift store, but all she could get together in her car was $5 and change. She wept as she asked for a $3 discount and was denied.
Oh, my God.
She had to use a towel instead. This is something we need to be thankful of. You know, we talk about making a difference. Mm-hmm. We are, both of us are very pro-life people.
Yep.
And we believe in the sanctity of life, but there's also dignity that comes with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And if someone is brave enough to take on that challenge of raising a baby, and we want to, because everybody can find themselves in a situation.
Oh, yeah.
I've done some work with the YWCA, and they deal with a lot of domestic violence and things like that.
Right.
These women leave situations with their children, and they have to completely start over. So I would encourage you to think about donating that, taking that to the shelters, taking it to the YW. Maybe you would feel compelled to start a diaper bank on your own. Maybe that's something you feel compelled to do.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm very ignorant that I didn't know that I've been blessed and that I've never had to use assistance before.
Well, I've heard of diaper drives before, but I never made that connection.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard other radio stations. One particular Christian station that I was affiliated with for a number of years does something similar through the, like a Blue Ridge Pregnancy Center and that kind of thing. I just never made that connection before. So a way to meet a daily need that is for real.
Right.
I have.
Nick pointed out that socks are also, and we've talked about socks before.
Yeah.
Socks are, that's one of the things. Socks and underwear is something that it's like the first thing that people ask for in a shelter.
The the Tom's shoes, like you buy a pair here and somebody around the world
gets
a pair. There's a sock company now doing that. I saw the commercial over the weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty cool and very creative socks. I want to play something that was on Meet the Press over the weekend because you brought up the pro-life stance. Governor Reeves from Alabama, their case is going before the Supreme Court about the 13 weeks abortion ban and this kind of thing. And Chuck Todd presses them pretty good, but I was really proud of Governor Reeves. He stood up for the pro-life and just in a loving way, just kind of put it all out there, Janet.
Freedom and individual liberty. Why should the state of Mississippi tell a woman what they should do with their body, particularly in the first 20 weeks?
Well, this is a prime example, and the far left loves to scream, "My body, my choice." Here's what we know about babies that are 15 weeks. We know that they have a heartbeat. We know that those babies at 15 weeks actually can open and close their hands. We know that they have developing lungs. And we know that those babies at 15 weeks can feel pain. And so when you talk, the difference between vaccine mandates and abortions is vaccines allow you to protect yourself. Abortions actually go in and kill other American babies. And let's just put this in perspective.
But Governor,
Chuck,
vaccines are not about yourself. Governor, hang on a minute. A vaccine is about protecting a larger community. A vaccine is about preventing spread. You could argue a vaccine mandate is a pro-life position.
You could certainly argue that, Chuck, but even if you listen to Dr. Fauci's interview with you earlier today, he made it very clear that the vaccine may not keep you from getting the virus. It may not keep you from spreading the virus, but it can keep you from ending up in the hospital. That's what's been proven during this Delta surge that we've seen in America, is that the virus is continuing to being spread even amongst those who are vaccinated. Conversely, when you're talking about the pro-life position of protecting unborn babies, let's put it also in perspective. The fact is that during this very horrible and challenging time, since I was sworn into office in January of 2020, Chuck, we've had 800,000 American lives lost because of COVID. And my heart aches for every single one of those individuals that has died because of COVID. And over 10,000 Mississippians, my heart breaks for every single one of them. But since Roe was enacted, 62 million American babies have been aborted and have therefore been killed. And that's why I think it's very important that people like myself and others across this country stand up for those unborn children, because they don't have the ability to stand up for themselves.
Governor Tate Reeves, Republican of Mississippi, I appreciate you coming on. And
I thought he did a really good job of, because, he wanted to conflate the two. That would be Chuck Todd. But Governor Reeves staying on point, and I thought he made the good argument for the vaccination and all that. But, 62 million, and I can't help, Janet, because I've run the numbers in my head, and everybody said, well, those people would be on, those families would have. Abortion isn't always low income, although sometimes it is. I mean, I don't know if God's ever going to show what that 62 million increasing number. Maybe somebody in there was the one that would help cure cancer, that we opted to, take a life there. And that could be very well the person, because look at Ben Carson. Ben Carson grew up in poverty.
Oh, yes.
And turned his life around.
By a mother who could not read.
Right. So who's to say? And I'm not saying all abortions are of people of poverty, but I can tell you this. The most dangerous place to be in New York City is not the fear of the subway. It's to be in the womb of an African-American woman. Mm-hmm. Because of the abortion rate is so high, and they make it so readily available.
Well, and
it's just crazy.
Not just readily available, but
encouraged.
But encouraged, and it's so normal,
right?
I mean, there's no judgment. There's no.
Yeah, it's not a disparity.
There's no embarrassment. I mean, there's nothing. And I'm not saying that they should be humiliated.
Right. No, I'm not either.
But what I am saying is that we have, instead of encouraging, in a world where we have so much birth control,
right?
There's so much birth control that I think should be free,
right?
You need to encourage personal responsibility.
Yes.
That should be an absolute last resort,
right? Right.
We no longer, tell these women about the psychological toll it could take on them. We don't tell them, you could have this baby, and there is a family out there who would love that baby and take care of that baby. We don't talk about that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've
heard the stories that the women that really struggle with this, they know approximately when their child would have been born, and they mourn that particular week.
I have held in my arms a 75-year-old woman who, decades later, is haunted by it every day of her life.
Wow.
And people think that they can just do it.
Right.
And even if society tells you, okay, it's okay, there is something deeply embedded in many women that know it's not okay.
Yeah.
And they suffer forever. And that's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
That is a heartbreaking thing to witness.
Yeah.
I can tell you by personal experience.
Sure.
Well, we're going to lighten it up
and
take a look at some stories that may give you a little smile on your face this morning, as we try to do here. We appreciate you listening to The Morning Jam. Text us at 434-248-0704. Call us at 434-534-8500 or toll free 866-916-3776.
Wake me up before you go. Start your mornings on the right foot.
And listen to The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
This song featured at Macy's Day Parade.
I wanna know what love is. I want you to show.
Of course, that's the iconic song from Foreigner.
Yeah.
They rounded up the bus, went to three different nursing homes and got them out just for this performance on Thursday. They did a great job, but
did they sing with them?
They sang this song. They brought Foreigner out to do this song, and Janet, believe it or not, the internet went nuts.
Aww.
Twitter went nuts, not in a good way.
Not in a good way.
Yeah, like, why are these people here? What? Why are they playing that song? Why are they even in the parade?
What?
I know. This is an iconic song.
Yeah, we do want to know what love is, and obviously you Twitter idiots don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, Foreigner was in Roanoke.
Uh-huh.
In the 80s.
Okay.
And they did that song.
Right.
And they brought out a choir, a local choir.
Wow. Neat.
Came out.
Yeah.
And did the song with him, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
Why were they so hateful?
Here was one of the moms who was kind of pithy with her comments in a neat sort of way. She went on, her daughter said, why are they there? Blah, blah, blah. And she was actually at the Macy's Day Parade. And, of course, they stop, you know, at some point, and, you know, Al Roker and the team over there at NBC introduces them. And she said, my kids didn't know who Foreigner was, and the song, I Want to Know What Love Is, I'm a failure as a mom. She admitted
Absolutely. Yes, you are. You absolutely are.
So
the sooner you know that, the better off you will be.
But you had all these iconic, you know, they had TikTok people singing songs. They had, I think, one YouTube star sang a song. I have no idea who these people are.
Let me tell you, my little Ella was in this weekend.
Right.
Ella's six.
Right.
And, I mean, she was singing songs from the Supremes.
Oh, right.
She was singing. I mean, look, that kid, I gave my Abby kudos.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm so proud. I'm just so proud.
Good job. Good job.
I know. I'm just moved by it. Well, there were some folks in Yorkshire, England. They had a very memorable Thanksgiving weekend.
Do tell.
Apparently, there was a snowstorm in Yorkshire over the weekend.
Right.
It stranded 61 people in a pub for three nights.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right.
Oh, this has got to be a movie.
It says the last thing guests in one pub in Yorkshire, England needed was a cold one. Mm. The strong snowstorm stranded 61 people after a concert on a Friday night.
Oh, okay.
And they're hoping that they can get them out sometime this morning. They were hunkered down at the Tan Hill Inn after attending a Friday night concert by an Oasis tribute man.
Okay.
Called Noasis.
No. Oh, I like that.
That's touché. It says one of the folks there said, it's quite exciting, but I'm chilled about being stranded. Okay. We are missing our son. He's with his Nana.
Uh-huh.
I'm wondering how long we'll have to be here for. The report said that the storm dumped 3 feet of snow.
Oh, my gosh. 3 feet.
3 feet of snow.
Wow.
In the Yorkshire Dales, which is about 1,732 feet above sea level. Besides the snow, fallen power lines created dangerous situations.
Oh,
the guests were all getting along, said the report on BBC.
There was plenty of booze, at least at the beginning.
The manager set up sleeping quarters in the pub's lounge.
Okay.
A New York Times reported that a man in the pub was evacuated by a local rescue group because of a previous medical condition. The guests had been passing the time by singing karaoke and watching movies like Grease.
Oh, goodness.
The inn's general manager told the paper that the guests have been respectful of each other.
Okay.
And nobody has gotten loud or drunk.
Uh-huh.
And they said that some people who were stranded were actually guests at the inn.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. So there's an inn tied to it.
So there's
you probably
an
said
inn.
That, but.
Yeah, there's an inn. Well, it was called an inn. I didn't know.
Right.
It's a pretty good sized place.
Yeah.
So that's probably why they were able to set up the beds.
I'd say, let's watch a Cheers marathon. Yeah, really. In the other room. We'll go to the side, you know, lounge.
I think it's funny that they were watching Reese and doing karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's memorable. I think I could have been on board for that.
Yeah, I think so.
Actually.
I think so, yeah. You could try the different, you know. Well, I was going to do the flight, opted out, but now I've got plenty of time. Do the flight of everything you got there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I
yeah.
like it.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Pretty right. fun. So there's more Kyle Rittenhouse fallout.
Okay.
Arizona University students are demanding that the administration withdraw him.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm, from enrollment.
Okay.
The Arizona State University Students for Socialism.
Wow.
Students for Justice in Palestine.
Mm-hmm.
Multicultural Solidarity Coalition. They're all calling on Arizona State to take action against Rittenhouse by withdrawing him from the university.
Oh, jeez.
The four groups are calling him murderer. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Wow.
He was found not guilty on all charges against him as jurors finished deliberations. He faced charges after fatally shooting two white people and shooting and injuring a third man during the riots in Kenosha.
Mm-hmm.
He is a student at Arizona State University Online, which I think is interesting since they were saying they wanted a killer off their campus. Clearly,
oh
they don't
gosh.
Know what an online student means.
Wow.
So, Mom and Dad, you're getting your money's worth there.
Oh, yes, no doubt.
Oh, Lordy. Oh Lord. Craziness.
Hey, Reese Witherspoon chimed in on the whole Rittenhouse thing. Maybe we'll do a little of that.
She's like channeling her legally, or dumb blonde, legally blonde, whatever.
Something
And
like,
I love her.
Yeah.
But Reese, just stop it already.
Yeah.
Enough.
Go home to Alabama, sweet home Alabama.
I wouldn't recommend it, not with those talking
oh,
points.
Oh, well, that's true. It's 8:31, CBS News Brief, and then Niecy Payne. Did I get it right? Niecy?
He did.
Okay. Niecy coming up as well from WDBJ.
Currently 35 now in Lynchburg, 33 in Bedford. We have 36 in Roanoke and Salem, 37 in Danville.
The catalytic converter
thievery thing is still going on.
Continues. My brother-in-law sent me a picture. I don't know. I may have mentioned this last week of a truck who took half-inch rebar, and that's the stuff you put in concrete when you pour a slab and this kind of thing. Had made a cage and welded it to the frame. So it was going to be more than two cuts of either end of the pipe to get this catalytic converter off. You were going to have to cut through, I don't know, 14 or 15 pieces of steel before you even got to the pipe. Anyways, it's increasing. The thefts are in Roanoke. Roanoke County Police Officer Gray Banton told the Roanoke Times that this is prolific. It is happening in Roanoke County, in the city of Roanoke, and Vinton, and other places like that.
And has been for over a year.
Yeah, and it happened in the Lynchburg area. We had those stories back in the summer. Because of the precious metals that are inside of these catalytic converters, that's the enticement. It's like gold almost in a pipe. It seems to me that they would be, you know, tracking this, and they probably are, at recycling centers and places like that to find out where where all this is coming from. In July, insurance providers like State Farm said they saw a threefold jump in the number of catalytic converter claim files over the past year. The National Insurance Crime Bureau says the average monthly theft across the nation has soared to 1,200 a month. That's quite a few.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure.
Again, if you hear a funny noise of metal and it starts, just go out and find out. I mean, last week I said take a baseball bat. I'm not saying that this week.
Right.
Yeah, this week I'm saying, you know, just take out a big metal pipe.
Well,
or a tire.
Call 911 first.
Call 911, then grab your tire iron. And I'm just saying.
Or just a camera and take a picture
yeah,
of their take, tag.
Yeah, use the camera.
Listen to Mama Jan.
Yeah, don't listen to Papa Mark.
That's
he'll get
right.
you.
He'll get you in trouble.
He'll get you 3 to 5.
That's right. 9 Bedford County school buses have been canceled today as the district continues to suffer with driver shortages. Wow. First day back from Thanksgiving break, students at a number of Bedford County public schools are going to have to find alternate transportation as a driver shortage leads to the cancellation of 9 different routes impacting Forest Middle School, Jefferson Forest High School, Boonesboro Elementary School, Forest Middle School. So pretty much all the schools are impacted one way or the other. This marks the third day in a week that the district has had to cancel multiple bus routes because of a transportation staff shortage.
Wow.
If you have a CDL license and you can
almost like, name your price.
Well,
in some ways.
But I mean, just to help these
just
families.
Just to help until we get past this.
I mean, no, you're not going to get rich doing it.
Right.
But, you know, maybe you're retired. Mm-hmm. Maybe this is something that you could go and do.
And this is a little side gig for you.
That's a strain on families.
Yeah, it
who
is.
Are trying to work and
it
keep
is.
Up with everything. Some folks really rely on those buses to get mm-hmm. their kids where they need to be.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Well, I'm sending you this Reese Witherspoon. It really sort of upsets me because her name is so close to a Reese cup. I mean, it's just it's upsetting me because of my love for Reese cups.
Well, you know, she had one of my most favorite sayings and you know, People Magazine used to have the quotable moments from stars.
Yeah,
because Reese was raised in the South. She's seems to have a lot of common sense about her.
Mm-hmm.
One of her things that her grandfather always used to say to her, and I heard this as well growing up, was never miss the opportunity to just shut up, which is, it's such a great, would it be that she had taken that advice in this particular case?
Yeah, I mean, she's going with this logic that comes right from the movie Legally Blonde.
And for that matter, where his sperm was clearly not seeking an egg could be termed reckless abandonment.
I believe you've just won your case.
Jeez.
Well, she's not winning the case in public opinion right now. She is. She's taking some hits. It says the internet is divided. She made some comments over the weekend, I guess, or early over the Thanksgiving
Sometimes
holiday.
Sometimes you just don't need to know your role and shut your hole. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something she needs to be weighing in on.
Yeah. Well, Reese Cup Witherspoon made her opinion known in several tweets. I woke up this morning thinking about every mother, father, sister, brother, friend who has lost someone to senseless gun violence in America. This series of tweets directly talking about the Rittenhouser case. And then there was no justice for their pain. This is a disgrace. No one should be able to purchase a semi-automatic weapon, cross state lines, kill 2 people, wound another, and go free.
First of all, that's not accurate.
Right.
She's just spewing out
the talking points.
The talking points that she's heard before.
Yep.
Not taking into consideration not great guys that started this whole mess.
Yeah.
So it's just, I mean, to hear that tweet, you would think that these were Sunday school teachers who were just out on the street and were minding their own business and they were just gunned down.
Right. Well, I mean, if you listen to any of the MSNBC bits that we played last week, you would have thought he was a vigilante. He went out seeking to kill people that night. And I mean, and then this all comes back to bite specifically MSNBC because they sent one of their little reporters, made him follow the bus with the jury in it. And the guy gets stopped because he kept running red lights trying to stay up. What was he going to do with that information? Was he going to dox the jury? Was he going to let everybody know where the jury was sleeping? I mean, that's why they got booted out of the trial by the judge. But anyway, I mean, she's bought into the leftist talking points. And, you know, why bother? She got a movie coming out or something? I mean, these people tend to do this to get their name back in the mainstream.
Well, I don't know, but if she's wanting some of her core base to go see it, she better be zipping it.
Yeah, well, that's right.
Because I don't think they're going to be really interested in you weighing in and spouting out these talking points that are not accurate.
She's in that current show with, what's her name, Jennifer
Aniston. Morning something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. And they play a morning show team or something. I've never seen it. I've only seen the commercials. You know, maybe she's playing to that base that watches the show. I don't know. But anyway, it's just,
perhaps,
like you said, sort of zip it up and keep it to yourself.
I don't know. There's so many people out there who want to weigh in on things that have nothing to do with their industry or right. or anything. Ben and Jerry's back in the news.
Geez, yeah.
Now, a bipartisan group of House lawmakers are urging the Securities and Exchange Commission to assess whether or not the parent company of Ben and Jerry's should amend its regulatory filing mm-hmm. to reflect potential risk to shareholders right. over the company's Israel boycott. Yeah, they announced in July that they were not going to allow any of their products to be sold in disputed territories, including the West Bank, which the company called Occupied Palestine Territory.
Right.
The decision came amid an escalating conflict between Israel and Gaza. Ben & Jerry said in a statement that selling products in those areas would be inconsistent with Ben & Jerry's values. How about you just make ice cream? How about that?
Yeah. And charge 10 times more than
it's ever possibly worth.
Right.
I mean, I love me some Chunky Monkey, but I haven't bought it in literally years and years and years.
I'm thinking of a scenario right now. Getting your mom to load Chunky Monkey in the car, taking you over state lines, and eating that ice cream.
Or giving that ice cream out to
an Israeli.
Israelis, yeah.
That could land you in jail. I'm just saying.
More than 30 states prohibit the use of public pension funds or the awarding of government contracts to companies that boycott Israel. And some have responded to the Ben & Jerry's Israel boycott by divesting pension funds from Unilever, which is the parent company.
Okay, good. Well, why not?
Well,
you got to hit them where it hurts.
If you're going to take that stand, if it's against your values, mm-hmm. then you shouldn't be able to enjoy all the many benefits that you do.
Right.
So
yeah, well,
Ben and Jerry's, whatever. Just try. Now I got to research my ice cream.
I know
before I can even know
I
what
know.
Ice cream I can
Dang.
Use. It's very frustrating.
How about you just make your own? Could we get a Five and Dine ice cream recipe, maybe sometime?
We used to make our own all the time.
Did you?
But.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore. I've got a little pint one that I can make.
Right.
You freeze it in the freezer and then you can make anything.
I never understood the first time that somebody was making ice cream, like at a family picnic.
Okay.
He's talking about ice and salt.
Right.
I'm going, what? What?
I remember one time when I was little and we were camping, and we would make it a lot of times when we were camping because we had the hand crank one.
Yeah.
And it tasted salty, and apparently something got mixed up in the mixture there,
and they
use sugar instead of salt. And you wonder, you know, how can that possibly happen? Well, I had it happen with a friend just this weekend.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I got a text on my phone that said, I was thinking of you this morning when I screwed up. And I said, uh-oh. Yeah. She said, you know when you have things like flour and confectionery sugar in clear containers in your cabinet? And I said, uh-huh. And you have the sugars on one shelf and the flour on another. Actually, mine are just all in the row. But I said, okay. And then someone goes and switches things up. Then she sends me this picture of this gloppy goop.
Right.
And said this was supposed to be an apple butterscotch cake for dessert.
Oh, no.
And I said, what on earth? She said, I grabbed the container of confectionery sugar and used that instead of flour.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
It's a mess.
Oh, geez. How can you pull out of that nosedive?
I said, that texture isn't even close. How do you confuse those two? Of course, this was the girl who couldn't understand why her cookies weren't turning out. And after some sleuthing on my part, she finally admitted she used I can't believe it's not butter as butter.
Oh, God.
I says, it says right on the container, I can't believe it's not butter. And yes, I can believe it's not butter. You know why? Because it's not butter.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Come back off of Planet Chaos Cooking.
If she would just come to me before you make that hot mess.
Right.
And then It doesn't even look the same. Right. I just don't understand.
Yeah, because confection is very, very white.
Very, very much so.
Yeah.
And just, yeah.
A different texture.
Anyway. Today, 5 and Dine is brought to you by F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. And they do such a great job getting you ready for the holidays, especially that meat department. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. I went by last week, picked up a beautiful roast, just absolutely gorgeous. Go by, and special orders are not a problem. They'll take care of you. Sign up to be a VIP customer, and you can save money off your bill. We're going to tell you how to do that in just a second. But Todd and the crew do a great job in our community, and we do appreciate them for sponsoring 5 and Dine. Today's recipe is a great weekday recipe. It's a casserole, but it's a baked Tuscan chicken casserole. You're going to start with a pound of boneless, skinless chicken breast. You're going to preheat your oven to 400 degrees, and then you're going to make up a spinach mixture that you're going to put on top of this chicken breast. It's so good. You're going to mix together spinach, some cream cheese, a little bit of cream, some garlic, salt, onion powder, chili powder, black pepper, and Italian seasoning. You're going to stir all that together. Then you're going to add in some parm and some mozzarella, and then you're going to spread that on top of chicken breast that you've laid over in a large baking dish. Season your chicken breast with salt and pepper and a hint of garlic before you spread that spinach and cream cheese mixture over top of it. Then you're going to put a layer of sun-dried tomatoes with a drizzle of the oil from the sun-dried tomatoes. Finish it by topping with a little bit more mozzarella, then bake it for 35 minutes, 20 minutes loosely covered with foil, and then the last 15 minutes uncovered. You're going to want that chicken to register at about 165 to make sure that it's completely done. Serve it with your favorite side. Could be zucchini noodles, could be regular pasta, maybe a Caesar salad along with it, and it's even better the next day. So check out the recipe by going to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m.
8:53 on this Cyber Monday. Mark Lamb along with Janet Rose. So glad that you're here today, making it through our Monday somehow.
It is Cyber Monday, and what a perfect time for you to go to InsaneRadioDeals.com and do a little cyber shopping that's going to help some local businesses, including ours.
Yeah,
there are lots of great gift ideas there. You got a runner on your Christmas list? Think about picking up a Runabout Sports $50 gift card to Runabout Sports in Roanoke for just $25. So you pay $25, but they get $50 worth of buying power at Runabout Sports. Also, if you have someone in your family who maybe has just taken up, they're thinking about getting their concealed carry, mm-hmm. or maybe they're wanting to become more familiar with their firearm, T4 Tactics has a remedial firearm training at the range that you can slip into their stocking. They even have a tactics gun cleaning class that you could pick up. $20 for either one of those. Mm-hmm. Also, travel lovers, give the gift of travel.
Yeah.
$100 gift card is $50. Gary's Garden Center for the garden lover.
Mm-hmm.
You could pick up a $50 gift card for $25. And if someone needs a little work on their car,
automotive.
Maybe they've got a classic car.
Yeah, Chrome Auto Repair. They're right there in Madison Heights, just over the river on Business 29. $100 gift card, $70.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30% off. And then a ton of Sequest. I'm talking about the VIP Interactive. We've got the interactive experience with the the sloth, mm-hmm. snorkeling with a stingray. Let me know how that was. And then just some general admission.
And then one thing that's really, really popular to give for Christmas is skincare products, hair, body, face. All ladies like to get things like that. Ocean Organics, which is located in the community market downtown, they have all kinds of vegan products for your hair, face, and body. Everything is made locally. They have something for every member of the family, especially if you have family members with skin sensitivities. Mm-hmm. You could pick up a $25 gift card for just $15, and you can shop Ocean Organics Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 2, and you can go to oceanorganics.com and see all the products that they have. But that would be a great gift for Christmas as well.
Yeah.
So all kinds of things.
Yeah. After months and months of being apart, we're so excited about our new feature, Come to the Table. Mm-hmm. And you can enter in, you and nine other people could get a honey-baked ham meal. 434-248-0704. You can email us yourmorningjam@gmail.com. Come to the Table, brought to you by. And we have someone coming alongside of us in addition to those folks that are already putting this together. Lifestyle Relocation Solutions. We had the folks in here last week to talk to them.
Yeah.
Honey Baked Ham and Harvest Baptist Church on Carter Street in Lynchburg. And they're reminding you, it's time to be kind. Come to the table and let's have some conversations.
Right.
It's the only way we're going to really solve our problems.
That's right. So just send us your text. Tell us who you are. 434-248-0704. And how would you use a gift like that?
Yeah.
Who would you come to the table with?
Yeah.
Just give us that information. We'll get you in the running and we'll announce that winner tomorrow.
Yep.
So I told you I was today years old when we were talking about the little the diaper situation earlier. This was also something new for me.
Okay.
Did you have cranberry sauce for Thanksgiving?
I did.
You did?
I did.
But some people love it. Some people don't love it. I like cranberry sauce, personally.
I like the version I had over the weekend.
Well, if you're, it's a holiday staple, whether it gets eaten or not. If you don't have it on the table, something just seems to be wrong. It's the side dish most often served with turkey and stuffing and everything in between. Mm-hmm. But have you noticed that the Ocean Spray label is always upside down?
Yes, and I
thought it was an accident.
Yeah, I saw an article over the weekend, just the blurb. I didn't really go in.
I thought it was an accident. When I have bought this in the past and it was upside down, I was like, that's weird.
Isn't it like the wave coming in to kind of overtake you? Or?
Well, it actually swoops up. I mean, the label is literally upside down on the jar. They do that on purpose. It's not a mix-up. They want the consumer to store the can with the side you open down on the shelf.
Interesting. Okay.
They say that the contents of the can settles, air bubbles form.
Right.
They say by playing the label upside down, customers will flip the can so the label is correct for storage. When it comes time to open it, the pop tab is on the bottom. You open it, slide the knife along the edge, you get the perfect cranberry log. That way. I didn't know that's what it was called, but apparently it
either.
Is. And they say if you aren't storing your can this way, it's time to make the change. Make that change.
Wow.
Actually, so that's Man in the Mirror, but right. still. You know what I'm saying.
Oh, I know. Yes. Michael Jackson.
I had no idea that was a thing. The things we learn on this show.
Yeah, oh, gosh, yes.
Guys, we'll be back tomorrow. Look forward to it. And don't forget, Come to the Table Tuesday. If you don't have your name in, get it in for us. 434-248-0704. We would love to treat you to a nice meal for you and up to 10 of your cohorts.
Yeah.
The courtesy of Honey Baked Ham. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do it again tomorrow. Make today awesome in the meantime, and just thanks for being here. It's always fun to recover after having several days off, and I think we did okay this morning, helping you maybe do that. If you're on your way to work, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll do it again tomorrow. And don't forget the game tonight on our CBS Sports affiliate, the Seahawks and the Washington football team. That comes on at 7:30. Pre-game. Thanks for being here.